Hello, welcome to Math for Knitters. This is Lara, of course. And just a quick show this week, I'm starting a series where I'm going to base each show loosely on the Fibonacci series. So there are going to be 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, and so on. For a more complete explanation of what Fibonacci is, please see the cast on that I appeared in, and I will put which one it was in the show notes. Today, starting with the number 1, I will give you a recipe for the one scrubby object that I have at my sink for several months now. Basically, I'm calling it one because, one, it's very simple, and it looks a little bit like a one, and most of all, I think it will probably be the last sponge scrubby type thing that I ever have, unless I lose it or the cats eat it or something, because it is just so durable. So what I did, I took some leftover linen yarn, some Euro flax sport weight linen, and I found a washable sponge, this is like a foam sponge that can be thrown in the washing machine, and I'll have a link to something like it in the show notes. I can't find the original. The original came with a little cover on it, a felt, but what happened was one day I was washing a knife and I just cut a big slit right in the cover, and eventually the whole thing kind of fell apart. And I was upset because I thought that it was going to really last. And the linen, so far, does not seem to be susceptible to that fate. So I took my little bit of linen and I took my sponge. I measured the sponge and I cast on and I knit back and forth in garter stitch until I ran out of yarn. And then I cast off and then I sewed the cover onto my sponge and made this little scrubby. And what this does is it's a fantastic little scrubby that you can either throw in the washing machine and wash, or you can throw it in the microwave and nuke it and kill whatever's living in there. And so far it's been resilient. And the best thing is, if you get some linen yarn and you're just not sure what will happen or how it will wear, this is a great wear test. It allows you to see how the yarn softens up but still maintains a stitch definition, and it allows you to see how incredibly durable this stuff is. Does anybody else still wish that they made bed linens out of linen? I mean, I know you can get them, but man, are they expensive. Anyway, digression. So that's my very fast show for today. I'm not sure if I'm going to have a one show to be completely true again, or if I'm going to skip to two. I will work on that. We'll see. And I will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.